Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Fearless Muffin and says, I found out that my girlfriend was an adult video actress and it made things really uncomfortable. Before knowing the incident, I think a proper context is needed. We've been together for about 8 months now and things were really, really good till yesterday. She is a very kind-hearted girl, very calm and responsible. I consider myself very lucky that I found her. We were perfect to each other. For instance, I was always terrible about decision making, but after I met her, her calmness and thinking really helped me in that. We are also good financially. So last night we're in bed talking about random things, and after some time we're telling each other the things we never said to anyone before. I went first and said my most embarrassing moment of my life was when I ran away while losing my virginity because I was scared. After that, it was her turn. She told me not to judge her and similar things. And finally, she told me that in her initial days of college, she shot 3 adult videos for 2 different agencies. It was almost 5 years ago. I was blanked at that moment. I mean, what are the chances that your girlfriend was an adult actress? I didn't know how to react on that. She sensed my silence and told me it was years ago and the most regrettable act she ever did. She quit after doing those 3 videos, and it was a thing she didn't want anyone to know. And the fact that she told me means she trusts and loves me and said some similar things. Honestly, I don't even remember what she said afterwards. We didn't talk after that and went to sleep. We lived together, so we slept on the same bed. Her silent sobbing was audible to me. I couldn't sleep yesterday. I came out of the room at around 4 in the morning. She was definitely awake too. And I did the most horrifying mistake. I searched her on the internet. She had a stage name and it was true. After actually searching the whole web, I found all 3 of her videos. Initially, some part of my mind actually thought that maybe it was a stupid mistake she did, but after actually going through the videos, I couldn't hold myself together. I went to a nearby library from where I'm writing this. One of the 3 videos was just a normal adult video, but the other 2 was some kind of interracial orgy. There were a total of 3 girls, including her, with 5 to 6 guys, both white and black guys. In one of the other videos, and the other was from a very famous site, I do not want to describe more. I don't know, I'm feeling guilty, when it should be her feeling it. I would also like to tell about her a bit more. She is an orphan. Her whole family passed in a terrible accident when she was just 12. She was the sole survivor. As a child, she spent her teenage years from one relative to another. She went through a lot of struggles very early in her life, struggles I couldn't even imagine going through myself. That's why I respect her so much. She called me a number of times now, and I don't know what to say. I probably won't be able to face her right now. I'm in a very numb phase right now. I couldn't get things I saw out of my head. I was planning to propose to her before the end of next year. There's so much thought going into my head right now, and I'm afraid that I will make another bad decision here. I love her. I see us together in the future. This whole thing doesn't matter. I still love her. But how do I settle my mind? I mean, I just can't unsee it. What should I do now so that I don't make this any worse? How do I react in front of her? What do I say to her? Edit. Adding this. It's not that only I was serious about us. We both wanted to settle down together and she always knowingly mentioned how it'd be so nice to raise a child together. Also, please don't ask her name. I'm not going to answer that. An OP did respond to some of the comments, so Ill Faithlessness says, from everything you said, your partner sounds like a really great person who's come through a lot of adversity. Your views about sex work are for you to decide, and I can honestly understand why this has given you pause for thought, because it's not necessarily something that most people encounter. But it really does sound like she trusts you a great deal to tell you this. She could have chosen to keep it to herself, and you may never have known. But you also wouldn't have known her as well as you do now. Opie responds saying, she is a great person, I never had doubts over it. I'm happy that she trusts me and I trust her too, but it was unexpected for me. Not that I disrespect sex work, but it was not what I was expecting. I still do trust her and love her. At this point, I think I've had enough good and trustworthy moments with her that this whole thing doesn't even matter. I just don't know what you should do. How should you feel after finding this? I mean, I've never been in this type of situation before. Last week she met my parents and it really went well. My parents loved her. You know, after that, I have so much emotion filled up in my mind that I was not prepared for this. Like being in my place, it was totally expected for me. Now that I've thought about this, I know everything will be normal in a week or two. I just need to talk to her and some alone time to empty my mind. Thank you. The tired old lamb says, you've been together for 8 months, already living together and planning marriage. That's super fast with someone you barely know. You wrote your judgment is bad, and I agree with you. Maybe focus on making better life decisions before you jump straight into marriage with the first girl who seems too good to be true. Also, your descriptions of how rosy and perfect your relationship is make-believe. You've never really experienced any hurdles yet, and yet, straight to marriage. As for the adult issue, for some it's a deal-breaker, for some it's not. Sexual past is one of the things you need to consider before committing to someone, and it seems you didn't. She's probably not the one. Stop rushing into things. OP says, I definitely agree with your point, but I would like to clarify one thing. We've known each other for like 1.5 years. So that would mean we have known each other for almost 10 months before being in a relationship. I know it's still very early, and yes, from now on, we will definitely be taking some more time before making such decisions. Thank you. If you are wondering why she didn't tell me about her past since we have known each other for long before dating, we were not close initially. We have liked each other from the start, but it wasn't serious enough to actually start sharing secrets. And one more comment from Sofa Walking, who says, if it's a boundary for you, fine. But personally speaking, in this day and age, I really don't think it's that awful. She made a mistake and has moved away from it. Perhaps ask yourself, would you care if she had made a sex tape with a previous partner? Ultimately, I think the time you spent together is more important than this and could be missing out on something great. If you do decide that you want to stay with her though, you need to apologize hugely for the way you handled this and accept that you may have caused a huge amount of damage. I don't think I could ever listen to my partner sob themselves to sleep and not care, or comfort them. Personally, I'd rather have a loving, kind partner who did things they weren't proud of than a cold, uncaring partner who judges me and gives me the silent treatment. OP then responds that they're going to go and talk to them right now. So OP then gives us an update within this post and then a further update as well. So the first update says, I'm sorry for being such an a-hole. I was not thinking clearly. It was frustration. I talked to her just now. It was a small talk. We both have to go to work. And yes, now I feel terrible about not comforting her last night. We both agreed to have a nice long talk after work. So yeah, I'll update it later. I just want to say one more thing. We barely have arguments. We were always on the same page. This is probably the first major thing that happened with us, and I do believe it will pass soon. I just wished I would have reacted better and acted more mature. But what do you expect? That was the last thing I was expecting. And again, it makes me remember how she is more mature than me. She would have reacted much, much better than me. Update 2. I definitely have this in my mind for a while, and I know that it will take some time for me. Call me conservative, old-fashioned, but I can't act like nothing happened. All I'm trying to say is that I know I made a mistake, but it's not completely my mistake. Update 3. I'm not erasing anything from the post, so that may be in case I show her this. I mean, one would definitely get the emotions I was feeling initially, and probably in the future if I needed to see myself doing something stupid. I'll also not update it anymore. I'll update in a new post after the talk. Thank you, everyone. So then OP comes in with their full update, which says, I am genuinely sorry for my reaction. Acting in a way I believe to be right. No, I'm not justifying my actions after I left the room. But I could clearly hear her crying. I was not thinking it with a clear mind, but now I do. No matter what we do afterwards, but that was not supposed to be the way. I should treat her after she trusted me with such information of her life, and I realize that, and I'm genuinely very ashamed of myself. I'm not usually a man like this. Thank you, everyone, and I hope you can all forgive me. I'm also sorry for the, I don't know why I'm feeling guilty, when it should be her feeling it. I'm honestly not proud of the line I said. I now understand what she meant when she said she trusts me. She wanted support, care, and love from me after she shared her past, and I reacted completely the opposite of it. There was a comment of a lady who also lost her whole family very early. If you're reading this, I thank you so much. I was just saying she has gone through a lot, but I never really understood it. She was 21 when she shot the videos, and I didn't know her situation at the time. So it's not right to judge someone who's had completely the opposite childhood from me. I never had any problems growing up. I was provided everything I needed, so obviously I was not able to relate with it and act accordingly. Again, I'm not justifying my mistakes. So we talked after work, and it went well. I'm not going with every detail of the talk. She was hurt, her eyes say it. I apologize and explain everything. She broke down after that, but this time I was there to hug her and tell her that it was in her past and I'm okay with it. I love her for the person she is now, and the fact that she opened up to me out of all the people she's been with shows how much she trusts me, and I'll not betray her trust again. We talked more after that. I confessed to her that it was a little uncomfortable after watching the videos, but there's so much more good memories that we made with each other. The way she reacted to the situation shows her maturity and patience again. I'm truly lucky. And yes, she expected a better reaction, but she also knows the possibility that I would react differently. Well, the good news is that we are now on the same page, and she has forgiven me. Although I'm still ashamed of myself to hurt this beautiful woman. After that, we cuddled and we both were laughing, so I think it went well. Now I'm in bed beside her writing this. She's asleep. She'd gone through a lot today, so probably she should take a nice nap. We got up and had dinner. I thought of posting it an hour ago, but I think there are some comments on the last post that I want to clarify. No, she didn't enjoy that part of her life. She's completely a different person now. I also found out that she went to therapy after that. She has no social media, she likes a simple life, and that's one of the reasons I fell for her. She is a very real person. Yeah, we both understand that 8 months is a very small time to decide marriage and all, but one of the things we decided to have is an early family. She loves children and is very good handling them. I know she will be a good mother. Please understand that we are not rushing things here. We're in a good position financially, so we thought about it. But there's a lot to discuss about this, and yes, we will be going to therapy. There were a lot of DMs after my last post, and more than half of it were asking for a stage name and similar things. Many actually wrote really disgusting things. Think about your life, losers. Well, again, it doesn't even matter. Apart from the hate, I also got some really good advice, and I genuinely want to thank you all. It's funny how that a bunch of strangers actually help you realize things. Thank you everyone. Last post was removed, but it was preserved or something like that. I'm not very familiar with Reddit, so if this post gets removed too, you can find the post on my profile. It will be there and I won't delete it. Have a nice one. And that was OP's last update, but now I'm going to turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Story. And our next story comes from International Bug 262, who says, am I the a-hole for telling my daughter that I'm no longer her father on the eve of her wedding? I, male 58, have a daughter, Jackie, female 24, who was married recently. Jackie's mother and I divorced when she was 2, and they settled in Texas while I'm in New York. I have a son, Mike, male 28. Their mother married Joe, male 70, when Jackie was about 15. I don't have a particularly high opinion of Joe, but no real complaints about him either. Jackie always seemed lukewarm about him. Despite the distance, I visited every 6 weeks, would FaceTime my kids minimum one a week, paid all child support and supported and did anything else ever asked of me. It was very expensive to do this, but I never balked, never complained. I was there for every big event and also any small event they ever asked me to attend. Jackie was having a very big wedding, and I contributed a lot of money towards it, as in more than half the budget. At the rehearsal dinner, we were going over some of the discussions about the wedding, and I brought up walking her down the aisle and the father-daughter dance. Jackie got very silent and told me that she already asked Joe to do it. I said to her, "But I'm your father." She tells me she really appreciates how kind, loving, and generous I'd always been towards her, but she had to make a hard choice. I tell Jackie that I feel unbelievably betrayed. I also feel very manipulated that she is springing this on me the day before the wedding, especially after she had me pay the lion's share of the costs. I asked Jackie if she knew that I wouldn't be getting the father of the bride role when she took the money, and she went dead silent. I told her that if I'm not her father at her wedding, then she can't call upon me to be her father elsewhere in her life. If I've spent 24 years doing the work, paying for college, paying for her wedding, flying all around the country and carrying all of the freight of being a parent, but at the biggest day of her life, her words, if she's pointing to another man as her father, that's a life choice. Joe can take over paying for her law school tuition, and that I'm changing my will to leave everything to Mike. I'm willing to maintain a relationship, but it won't be a father-daughter relationship anymore. She starts screaming at me how it's her wedding and it is her right to say who is a father to her and who isn't. So I ask her, "So you are free to determine who is a father to you. I can't stop you. But if you decide who is and isn't your father, then don't complain that I'm also free to decide who is and who isn't my daughter." She then told me that I'm a crap father for abandoning her on the eve of her wedding. I told her that she was the one to announce a change to the relationship. She can't tell me I'm not a father to her and have me continue considering her a daughter. Also, she chose to announce all of this on the eve of the wedding. So that's my story. Am I the a-hole? Edits to answer some common questions. No, I didn't find it odd that there wasn't any discussion of it before the rehearsal dinner. I've been in a few weddings. The instructions are usually pretty simple. Stand here, walk out to this song, and then go there. Obviously, wish I asked about it. She never gave me a straight answer as to why she didn't choose me. Just that it was a hard decision, but it is her decision. Some people ask if her mother might have pressured her. I suspect that, as does my son, but ultimately, I have no proof. Something I get a lot, that the relationship was all about money. Summing up a 24-year history and relationship as well as the actual conflict in 3,000 words can't get everything. I obviously can't teleport, so I can't have been in Texas every other weekend. But we talked all the time about all of the things in her life, giving her advice on getting into law school. I'm a lawyer, talking about her relationships. She'd always ask me for my advice, telling me about her friends, everything. It isn't like I was just paying child support and effing off. And we'll start off with Specific Quick, who says, "Not the a-hole. You're simply following her lead because she told you how she expects the future of the relationship to go. Walk away, go no contact, and she'll probably eventually be reaching back out crying. I would take it with caution." Opie says, "I couldn't put it in the main entry due to character limitations, but she called me sobbing the next day as I was ready to go to the airport. She told me she made a mistake and never thought it would hurt me so much. I told her that the people make mistakes and mistakes can be forgiven if people are honest about them and look to make them right. She said she was. I said if she wants to make it right, I'm still willing to go to her wedding, put the whole thing behind me if she just put things right by having me as the father of the bride. She says she can't do that." Then I ask her, "How is it she can call me, apologize, and saying yesterday's decision was a mistake when she's been given the chance to redo it and choosing to do the exact same thing?" I told her that she wasn't actually sorry or consider it a mistake, but rather than she just didn't like the consequences. I also told her to never call me dad again. I still talk to her and have a relationship with her, but I'm not her father anymore. And she should call me Rodrigo, fake name, from now on. Vinka says, "I'm going with not the a-hole, but more on the fact that they hid this from you until the eve of the wedding. The money part, that's your call, but my guess is that they hid this fact from you until the very last minute. Else she might pull out of funding a large chunk of the wedding. Not sure about the dynamics of their relationship with his stepfather, but it's plausible that despite what you did to support your daughter, he might have done significantly better. It's just that you maybe aren't aware of. Things like this should be discussed properly during the planning phase." Opposite Guide says, "Not the a-hole. What a kick in the nuts. I can see why you are hurting. I do have two questions. You said the mother remarried when Jackie was 15. How long had they been together before that? It would seem odd she formed a father-daughter relationship with Joe if it was particularly close to her 15th birthday that he came into her life. Didn't it strike you as a little odd by the time of the rehearsal dinner you hadn't had any discussion about your role in the wedding? That would have been a warning bell to me. Opie says not exactly sure how long he's been around before the marriage, although the kids both said they didn't meet him until they were engaged, so maybe a year? Didn't live with him until after the wedding. Obviously, I'm wishing I asked about my role in the wedding earlier, but I didn't assume my role as a father of the bride was in any question, and that being told that at the rehearsal, stand here, walk with Jackie and then go there, didn't need a ton of advance notice, so no, I didn't see this coming. Light says, info, what details would your daughter tell us that you are leaving out / think you are leaving out? Opie says, obviously can't give 24 years of history in a 3,000 character main post, but we never had any problems. We never had a bad relationship. I'd always do whatever she asked of me. I don't think I ever even so much as raised my voice at her since she was 6. I even asked her if I ever wronged, shortchanged or slighted her and she said no. I also never heard of Joe doing anything in particular for her. If let's say they had this super close relationship or something, maybe I could see where it was coming from. But this just hit me like a ton of bricks and I didn't see it coming. Obviously there has to be some reason why it went this way, but I'm in the dark too. And I'm glad Polite did ask that question because it just left me so confused after this one, like, what is the reason? Why is she doing this? And of course I'm not blaming OP, but it just left me so confused to why she would just do this unless it was just typical, like we see in a lot of these posts, manipulation. Maybe the mother's involved and maybe she was manipulating the situation. But we continue with Natural Garbage, who says, everyone sucks here. You clearly did everything you thought you could for your children. And the fact is that Joe was more physically present while you were more financially present. Maybe you needed to make harder / different choices. Maybe nothing would have changed. But your daughter knowingly deceived you. She knew that you, as her father, would pay for a wedding because that's what you've always done. She lied by omission by not being 100% transparent about your role in her wedding because she knew you did these things as her father. You are both in the wrong for trying to police the feelings of the other. It's not wrong to be hurt by what she said, but she's not wrong to choose who walks her down the aisle. And one more final comment from Mishy162 says, not the a-hole. Guessing she's realized she's up crap creek without a paddle if Joe can't afford to pay for her law school. She'll have to work and get student loans. You haven't been a deadbeat dad. You've done a lot for her, and unfortunately your former daughter has turned into a selfish, entitled a-hole. I can understand you would feel betrayed and don't blame you for your reaction one bit. Just make sure you follow through with what you said you would be doing. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support and time always means the absolute world to me. As I say, I'm always blown away that there's other people out there sit there, listen to these stories, getting involved with the channel and just showing their love towards one another, the comments and everything. Incredible. Thank you so much. And hopefully I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.